Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Here we are at the end of 2020, and it's time for our annual review of what's going on or has gone on in the world of News Talk Radio, thanks to the work done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. I think it's appropriate I could wish you at the beginning of the program and at the end of the program, Happy New Year, and we certainly need a Happy New Year. But when we think back to this program last year, which seems like we did it yesterday, the things that we had in review for 2019, and maybe what our expectations were. We were certainly concerned about the election, Michael, and other things, but there were some, as we go through the list of the top 10, there are a lot of surprises here that might not have been considered as we looked ahead to 2020 from our perch at the end of 2019. So it's good to have you here. Happy New Year to you and your family and your staff. I'm very thankful that you and I are friends and that we've been able to do this program and continue to be able to do it. And here's another example of why it works. KFSA, AM and FM in Fort Smith, Arkansas, now airing the Talk Radio Countdown Show every Sunday morning. So that's a good deal. That's starts with the beginning of the new year. Hello.
It's very nice. Very nice to have them. Can you,
yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there's a song there somewhere. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, so let's go through the top stories as the researchers at your outfit there, Talkers Magazine. These are all published, by the way, at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Magazine. So many other things that have to do with our talk world, Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. So let's cogitate this list, Michael.
All right, well, this is a list of the year. This is not a week or 1 week, and it's certainly not the only things that were talked about. You've got to understand hundreds of things were talked about in the course of a year. And also, people should understand that locally, local issues were talked about. So, you know, a lot of people say, why is that so low at number 9 or number 8? I go, nothing on this list is low. This is the top of the top. Mm-hmm. So, and you said something interesting before. You said we have some surprises. Well, I think all of 2020 was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think that 2020 blindsided us and left us in a very different place with different priorities and concerns than it would have otherwise had 2019 gone into a normal 2020, whatever that is. So here we go. At number 10.
Is abnormal? What's it? It's not unnormal.
Well, there's the new normal, the old normal, and then the abnormal. Right. And the word normal will never be normalized again. We're never going to think of normal. And maybe before the hour is done, we can talk a little bit about what the real broad strokes changes of 2020 were. Not to mention, maybe 2020 will continue into 2021, and we'll look back at this as an era as opposed to a year, you know, because this thing is still going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world does not come to nice, comfortable endings and beginnings with the end of the year. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, these are artificial boundaries.
Okay, this is over. Next.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're funny that way, we humans. Yeah. We have symbolism, and we actually believe the symbols are real and what's real is not. At number 10, we have climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. The climate change issue has grown and grown and grown. It's political, but it also has been talked about. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. Huge issue of the year. Everything ties into each other. These are not isolated topics, and the U.S.-China relation ties into the economy. It ties into COVID. It ties into the elections. It ties into technology. It's an amazing topic, and it's going to be with us for a long time. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn and Roger Stone cases. And they're sort of representative of all of the scandals that were taking place and the accusations and the indictments and all of that stuff that happened this year. At number 7, it seems quaint and ancient at this point, but it was in this year, the Trump impeachment trial in the Senate. At number 6, the Supreme Court changes. That all took place in this past year. A lot of it took place in this past year. Social media censorship at number 5. Huge topic. And now we're getting into the big ones. At number four, the economy and job losses. At number three, the Black Lives Matter movement, and that connects to police reform. At number two, the 2020 presidential election, and by golly, we're still in it. And number one, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the people survey real fast?
Please.
People survey is really a snapshot. There are many, many more people, and it's arguable. This is not a scientific measurement because it's very sloshy. But basically, at number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Flynn and Stone at 9. We have the digital era kings, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at 8. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Pelosi at 5. Fauci at 4. Kamala Harris at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1 for the year. It's a pretty accurate measure. But again, the disclaimer is this is conversation, and you can't slice it like bologna.
You know, one of the things...
Although it is bologna.
It is bologna. There's a lot of bologna here. A lot of salami.
Pepperoni. And somebody threw a few anchovies on it.
Little sausage.
People don't like it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, one of the things that strikes me as we're going through this list that we haven't really heralded so much, but if you look at the ratings and the impact that News Talk Radio has had, it almost has been a year of revival. I think I look back at this year in News Talk Radio, I think that there have been those who have tried to dismiss what we were all about, but I think once again we were there collectively for the national conversation.
And no doubt.
The one thing that I did want to ask you about, in my feelings, and you may dismiss them, but that's your prerogative. Number 10 brought me around to thinking of a discussion I heard yesterday on an NPR station about climate change. They have a daily feature on NPR about climate change. And I'm listening to this person on the air lecture me on what a bad guy I am because I'm driving a car that has gas or diesel power to it, and that if I was really with it, I'd be driving an electric car. And I guess I'm sick of hearing that arrogance. I don't happen to want to drive an electric car. It's not that I'm not concerned about weather and climate and that sort of thing, but to listen to somebody who's basically being paid by me through federal funds tell me that I should be doing this, that, or the other thing. The arrogance is bothersome, even though the news talk stations that are public stations did quite well this year, as well as the commercial stations, Michael. Did they not?
Well, yeah, they did. And the fact that you were offended by somebody generally lecturing society about the need to go from, fossil fuels to electricity, and you took offense at it, doesn't mean that...
I find it obnoxious.
You personalized it. I mean,
I did. Well, isn't that what we do when we listen to the radio? Isn't that what the News Talk Radio is all about? The personality is somebody who's our friend. The person on the air is somebody we know. We're into his or her head. We hear what they're saying. We agree with what they say or don't agree, and it brings us to a point of thinking, which is hopefully a good exercise, is it not?
I think it brings us to a point of not thinking. I think it's the opposite.
You mean
the daily dance of affirmation, targeting audiences, telling them what they already think, making them feel good, giving them hope that their point of view is going to come to fruition, and then, nimbly jumping out of the path of the bullet when you have to dodge it because you've been lying to them.
You're wrong. That serves both sides then, doesn't it? The liberal and the conservative side.
Both sides are guilty, and I just have to throw out that electricity comes from coal, too, so electric power for cars is not necessarily cleaner than gasoline.
Yeah,
and,
right. Thank you.
I mean, where are we getting the electric from? But yeah. Just put that on the side. Let's not go off down that rabbit hole.
No. We'll save that for next week. Yeah.
But I think, you mentioned a bunch of stuff. You said, a revival for talk radio. There's no question talk radio is influential. It's powerful. It's given birth to talk media. All the cable news channels are offshoots of talk radio. The fact that opinion now leads as the main product of journalism organizations as opposed to some type of objectivity, it goes back to that daily dance of affirmation. Everybody's telling, they target their audience and then they tell them what they want to hear. This is not thought-inducing at all. It's the opposite. And it's led us to this polarization we're at. Somebody asked me last night, I was interviewed about the year in review, and he said, do you think 2021 is going to be a good year for talk radio? And I said, at this point, I don't give a damn what's good for talk radio. I'm actually concerned about the country. Whereas before, we go, oh, how is that going to play for our business? And, oh, that's going to bring in listeners. And, oh, that's going to make us important. And, oh, people will recognize. I think we're at a point right now in the world with deaths and democracy hanging by a thread, with half the people of the country thinking that democracy is dead because of this, and the other half thinking it's dead because of that, and they're both opposite views. That means half the country is wrong. Mm. Half the country is following a lie. And of course, who am I to say which half it is? Yeah. I think right now my main concern is that the country get well. Otherwise, it isn't going to matter whether talk radio benefits. I mean, I'm a booster of talk radio as a publisher of its leading trade. However, I mean, there are things that are more important than just our industry, because if the country is sick and people are dying and the economy goes down the drain and China takes over everything and we have no more privacy anymore, we have no more clean air or clean water or all of the things that we're facing, what good is it going to be to be in an industry that is supposedly benefiting by the strife?
That's an excellent point of view. You always do such a great job of, in a very concise way, of putting things into the proper perspective, and that's why it's valuable to have you here with your thoughts on these issues and others. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour of the year in review from Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. The virus number one this year, and I have a solution to the problems. At least I have a sponsor that has a solution, a suggestion for how you can keep yourself free of airborne germs and viruses and allergens and congestion in general. It's the Navage way of nasal care. Navage is a kit. It's a quality product. It's all natural. Navage, the nasal cleansing system everybody ought to have, from Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Do you know anyone who would appreciate the gift of a good night's sleep? Now's the time to buy with deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Premium MyPillows at the lowest price ever, just $29.98. Get one for everyone on your Christmas list. MyPillow's adjustable patented fill gives every member of your family the exact support they need for a great night's sleep. And our buy one, get one free offer is back on Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets make a luxurious Christmas gift made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable. Deep discounts on our brand new plush bathrobes and cozy pajama sets. Can't decide? Get your family and friends a new MyPillow gift card. And remember, all MyPillow products have an extended money-back guarantee. Listen for your savings promo code and 800 number to order.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Into the mix, or back into the mix we go here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The year in review, the top 10 stories from Talkers Research is where we are. There are always the ancillary conversations about what else is going on. You use the term broad stroke a few minutes ago, and I guess we have to take a broad view of all of these things, the names and these stories. But as you've mentioned, there have been hundreds of other conversations that have developed nationally and locally. I was actually surprised, and I'm not sure I wanted to ask you about Michael Flynn and Roger Stone in terms of the pardons or what they did. What in your mind, or the people at your office, what made you think, what was it that maneuvered them? Is it a single thing or just a collective that makes them that important?
As I said, they're symbolic of the scandals and the arrests and the indictments, and it goes all the way back to the Mueller situation with Flynn. Roger Stone became the poster boy for the kind of shady characters that Trump opponents try to portray as populating the administration. There's a seamy underbelly to the whole political process right now in terms of you're involved in that corruption, you're involved in this corruption, Joe Biden's son is taking money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians, Roger Stone is a crook, Michael Flynn is crazy.
What manifests that? Is it the host or is it the topic? When you listen to some of these people that are really good local hosts or national hosts, bringing a focus on something that they particularly feel strongly about, because each host has his or her own kind of game, don't you think?
Well, everybody should have their own game. It would be nice if every host were original. Unfortunately, too many of them just follow talking points. But the ones that are original lead the way, and those are the ones that come up with new angles. Those are the ones who are able to go through the news of the day and find the things that would be of most interest to their particular audience and their particular platform in terms of their case that they make. So it's individualistic, but in terms of what we were talking about before, it's like all the scandal stuff. Much of that starts with the politicians themselves. They're the ones that bring up these topics, and the news buys into it because the news thrives on controversy and emotion. you know, and that's it's a complex process. It's a complex. It's like the military industrial complex. Mm-hmm. It's the idea and political media complex, and coupled with what I talked about before, targeting audiences, it's become a sophisticated art, and it's very difficult to stop.
You know, I was looking back as we're talking about the economy, which is number four this week, and what we bought this past year was so much different than what we bought. Our lives were so much different. You know, there was a site that sold personal pleasure devices that became a huge success. I was thinking about hand sanitizer and all the other things that we bought on our own.
Actually, many of us have lost money because of jobs and things of that nature, but I think all of us have spent less money than we did the year before. If you check your credit card bills, you probably find that you saved a lot of money on restaurants, you probably saved a lot of money on gas, you probably saved a lot of money on entertainment and travel, things of that nature. So, yeah, it's been an interesting one. But in terms of the habits that are connected to the economy, the things that we do, we've done different things. We have different priorities. And I suspect that many of the new habits we've developed in this last year are going to continue. In other words, we've accelerated toward maybe the way the world is going to be 10 years from now. We've accelerated toward it in 12 months. Yeah. And I think that the workplace will be forever changed. And I think public spaces will be forever changed. I think little things like shaking hands, how we get dressed, how we approach being clean and hygiene, I think all of these will be changed for a long time, if not forever.
Coming up on 29 After the Hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael and Doug.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans blocked attempts for the fourth straight day to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 in a rare New Year's Day session. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says this was their last chance before starting over.
The Senate can start off this new year by adding to that sense of hope by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families. The Senate can start off 2021 by really helping the American people. We can start off 2021 by sending $2,000 checks to struggling American families to carry them through the darkest and final days. of this pandemic.
Senator Lindsey Graham says, like the president, he also wants the $2,000 checks. Meanwhile, the Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. This is USA Radio News. A pharmacist has been arrested and also fired for destroying hundreds of vaccine doses. More from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. The remaining doses were discarded to waste. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
15 people in Turkey have been identified as carriers of the new coronavirus variant that was first discovered in the United Kingdom. The health minister said Friday that the strain was found in travelers arriving from the UK. They are in quarantine along with close contacts. More than 4,600 passengers have been quarantined in Turkey since late December to contain the spread. Flights to the UK have been suspended, and Turkey now requires a negative PCR test for all passengers arriving on international flights. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's the yearly talk radio countdown show. Well, it's not the yearly, where you do a weekly, but this is the year in review, courtesy of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine, 2020 in review, the top 10 stories, the top 10 people. You want to review, you know, I think sometimes we get off on tangents. I think for the purposes of this program, if you wouldn't mind reviewing the stories again and the people, I think it would be instructive.
Okay, and
do you mind?
Kill a few minutes. No, not
well,
at all.
I'm trying to kill a few minutes. I think that it's so important.
I have to reach down to the garbage can because I threw it out. Okay,
okay,
here we go.
All right.
Number 10. Number 10, we have Clinton. Sorry. We shouldn't get her out.
Yes, we should, but but some of it is serious.
It's like whistling past the graveyard this year. Mm-hmm. At number 10, climate change, severe weather, and wildfires. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the scandal boys, typified by Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, and their cases. The Trump impeachment at number 7. At number 6, Supreme Court changes. Number 5, social media censorship and all kinds of issues of the law as it applies to digital media, the big ones. And number 4, the economy and job losses, Black Lives Matter movement and police reform at number 3. Number 2, the 2020 presidential election. And number 1, the COVID-19 pandemic. And as I mentioned earlier, all of these tie together. Every single issue ties together on that top 10. And again, the caveat, there's a lot more being talked about than just this top 10. Even the elections, you know, the presidential election wasn't the only election. Every community had an election. Every state had elections. And each one of those brought up local issues. So there's a lot more to News Talk Radio than just this list. This is a consolidated list of the most talked about things across the board. The people at number 10, Xi Jinping, the aforementioned Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 9. At number 8, the big digital boys, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. George Floyd at number 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And we'll be talking about him into the new year. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot
Where do you think the Trump library would be? Is he going to do it in Florida? And, you know, at the end of a presidential term, there's always discussion about what's going to happen to the car.
Well, he's going to wait until 2028 after his second term.
I mean, okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
This is going to be one of those donut presidencies, I guess.
I don't think he's thinking that. Well, I think he's going to make a lot of money. The world will be his oyster. He'll be able to go out and get $300,000-$400,000 for an appearance. He's got plenty of money anyway, but I think this is what he may do. Who knows? I mean, we say he may this and he may that.
He may also go to jail. He may be tied up in legal problems. No, Trump, the book of Trump hasn't been written yet. We're still in the Trump era, and no matter what, we're living in the era of a very colorful man. Whether you like him or not, he could be the worst guy in the world, the best guy in the world, however you look at him. But we're living in the era of a guy who will be a historical figure going forward in American and world history.
Who's going to be the historian that captures that, though? There have been even some movies done about him already while he was in office, a couple of them. In fact, you know that movie that came out, was it last year, the George W., or the movie's called W., went through George Bush. It's taken about 15 years or so to get that done. I think there'll be a lot of people that'll work on the Trump campaign. I'm sorry, not the campaign, the Trump administration a lot sooner than that. So it's part of, you know, I was thinking about who's listening to this program. The folks, for example, in Roseburg, Oregon, who are listening on KQEN, and what the big stories are there. In the tutorial about how to take these stories, put them into perspective, what's going on there locally. You said, yeah, everybody had a local election. Everybody has an economic story from their community, restaurants in that town I'm thinking about. How did they handle Black Lives Movement issues, you know, that sort of thing. What did the locals think about the Supreme Court nominees? It is that whole thing.
And school closings. Across the country, you know, schools opened and closed in different ways. You know, the United States is a gigantic country. It's very difficult to compare us to a place like even the UK or Sweden or New Zealand, remote places, island places, limited populations, places where there's a lot of spread between populations and people. This is like a whole continent of countries. And of course it's going to be more complex, and there's going to be more depth and variety to the concerns that we talk about, because it's a more active, busy, denser, varied place.
Well, the variety here, I think that's one of the challenges, because you have so many things to think about with regard to the subtext. I mean, we could do the top 10, and then there could be 1A, and there could be 2B, and there could be, the Black Lives Matter movement. I was thinking about how many statues have come down that have been in this country for years, decades, centuries. You know, that was an ancillary part of the Black Lives Matter movement, wasn't it?
There's no question. It's part of the reckoning and the reevaluation of race relations and thus our history. But that's natural. That's organic. We've always been revising history throughout history, and we will continue to do so. And you know, everything is dust in the wind. It all changes.
It is.
But again, for the sake of clarity and more so for the sake of honesty, this survey that we do is directed toward the radio stations that carry it.
Yeah.
And most of the stations are news talk radio stations.
KMMS is another one of the stations out in Montana. I was thinking about them. You know, they listen, they have this program on, and, you know, I wonder about what they're talking about. There's a guy who fell into a pond there, and that was the number one story this week. You know, because each of these stations have their own thing. Certainly,
it might be a major. The pond might be an area of controversy where it's been dangerous, and they haven't cordoned it off. Who knows?
Yeah.
The person who fell in the pond might be an important local figure.
Yeah.
You know, he might have been looking for the Loch Ness Monster. You don't know what. You have no idea.
With all due respect, let me shoot this one at you. The pandemic, COVID-19, and maybe again 1B here or 1C, the drug cartels, have changed the way they're working because of the pandemic. People are not coming across the border. They're not getting mules to carry their product across. So there's more drug traffic coming in from China and Asia than there is from Mexico. I don't think that's something, I mean, I know the border stations are probably talking about that, but I'm taking your lead here, talking about some of the local stations and what their wrinkle is on this. And certainly when it comes to COVID, the border stations like McAllen, Texas, and Galveston, or any of the Tijuana and San Diego, those stations are focusing on the drug business and the people that used to come across the border but don't anymore.
Well, I mean, everything's changed. It's even affected the illegal smuggling business.
Everybody's
having problems. Mm-hmm. You know? It's hard to be a drug dealer in this atmosphere.
That's a wrinkle on it that we hadn't thought of. But I was just, as you were talking about that, I was thinking, you know, we haven't heard boo about immigration this year. Where's the wall? The wall that he was going
to...
Where's the wall?
Obviously, immigration is not a pressing issue right now other than how it applies to the spread of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the immigration issue was involved in a lot of hyperbole as well. Immigration's a problem, but what we tend to do now is we tend to focus on a problem, we make it an issue, and then we blow it up where it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to those caravans that were invading our southern border?
Yeah.
You know, remember, the caravans are coming!
Hey,
you know,
nothing!
Look, you know, we have to understand that we live in an age of exaggeration and lies.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that we're facing right now is how to get back in touch with our respect for and our understanding of the truth. The truth. And we seek victory at the expense of truth. And as long as that's going on, we're never going to have a clear conversation or a clear national understanding of what reality and the real issues are about.
Well, that's so well said. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this past year, the top 10 items. We continue in a matter of moments. First, a reminder, as we look back on this year, to all of the people who've listened to my various programs and bought things at MyPillow.com, I guess thank you. Maybe I should say thank you to you. Maybe you should say thank you to me or to MyPillow. More specifically, because they've made it possible for so many Americans to buy the premium pillows, the most comfortable pillow that is produced anywhere, the pet pillows, you name it, you go to the MyPillow website, you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of things listed under the radio listener specials. Not only the pillows and the duvet covers and the sheets and the towels, but all kinds of pillows. The Go Anywhere pillow is one example. Pillow you sat on in your truck driving around. I did that. This is a wonderful way to get a great night's rest. That's really what the team of researchers there that have looked into different ways of making these pillows, and Mike Lindell, who came up with the original idea, he's got 1,500 people working for him around the clock making these pillows and all the other things to improve your sleep. To improve everything about your life. That's what happens when you get a good night's rest. And you'll find all the tools to do that at special deals, year-end savings, MyPillow.com. Get the savings on the pillows, the wash and dry pillows. Yep, the only one in existence that can be washed and dried. The body pillow that they've got, I go on and on. Don't have to. You can go to MyPillow.com, review what's there, see what you need, order it now, save big bucks when you check out by using the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, general data, points and fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, fee, pause, letter, license, and all 50 states, and all consumer access, and all
All right. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the things Michael does every day of his life as the chief heart show at Talkers Magazine is talk to people who are in the talk business or people who are interesting influencers. And that comes off in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. You can see the connection to it at talkers.com or you can go to mhinterview.com. And so we're doing the year in review. What's the best interview you can, when you go back thinking about some of these people in the talk radio world, who did you talk to that you thought was
Well, some of them go beyond, the talk radio world. Some are in talk TV, some are in politics, some are, actually once in a while I do rock stars. Had a nice one with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Yes,
currently,
that was
we
a
have
good
Kathy,
one.
Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's is up there. But I did one with you that I thought was very interesting because it showed a side of you that a lot of people don't know, and that is your knowledge of the food chain, the relationship between American agriculture, Washington, and the world. But the other one that I did two times this year, an interview with Christopher Ruddy of Newsmax TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we did one in January before COVID, and we did one just a couple of weeks ago. And those are fascinating because of his insights into the political scene and the media. So there's a lot of good stuff there. There about
what does he think 50. When he listens to you talk about how the mind control of people who have one point of his point of view is from the right? So what does he think about you and your analysis of the truth and facts and stuff?
He ultimately agrees with me, and he's a very honest guy. He talks, he does the trick, and he shows you how he pulls the rabbit out of the hat. I mean, he says, I'm pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It's not really in there, and here's how it works.
Yeah.
It's possible to do that in this world.
Sure,
actually,
it is. It's a business.
To be honest, yes.
He's selling a product, and he's
got
a market, and he's smart enough to know what the market is and what he's selling to. It's not any different than Macy's selling at the counter there the lingerie that they have or whatever it is that they have. So, all right, Michael. Happy New Year. Michael
Harrison. Happy New Year to you and everybody. Happy
Talkers.com. 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown. He's a professor of law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. Also happens to be one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. His website, Scamicide.com, has been something we've talked a lot about during the Christmas season, the 12 scams of Christmas. I think we went through them, and I'm not sure everybody listened as well as they might have. But because this is the year in review, Steve, I want to go through many of the items because they all have sort of a legal connection to them, including at number two, the presidential election and all the legal challenges that basically went nowhere, although I think there's still one hanging around, right?
Yeah, there are. But in fact, I think this is something that shows that the system really can work, because we do have some checks and balances. And, you know, the president, President Trump, had the right to make these challenges in the courts, and the courts uniformly turned them down, and legitimately so. There was no there. You can, you know, argue all you want about illegal votes being counted or other improprieties, but you have to have evidence, and there was no evidence. And there were judges that were Democratic appointees. There were judges that were Trump appointees that ruled against him. So if you're looking for a bit of a positive light, the legal system worked. So it's a good thing.
Right. The Black Lives Matter movement, number three this week, actually for this past year. I thought the year ending in Minneapolis with another fatality, a police officer shot. There was an exchange of gunfire apparently during a traffic stop, and the police officer killed somebody. It's the first time somebody has died there since George Floyd, who, by the way, is number seven on the list this week. So what are there all kinds of suits going on
because of Black Lives Matter that might not have gone on had this not come to the surface?
Yeah, I do. I think there is a greater recognition, and, you know, maybe this is one of the good things of the ubiquitous cell phones and the videos everywhere. The officers in the George Floyd killing should have been charged and were charged. And suddenly there is, I think, really much of America who might have thought that the problem wasn't as serious as it was and is, are recognizing that it is. And the legal system is working. I just actually saw a report this morning that was quite heartening, and that had to do with, you know, you and I have talked about necessities for police reform. It isn't, you know, eliminating the police. That's ridiculous.
No, it's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, right. But they were showing in Newark, New Jersey, which always has had a reputation for being a high-crime city. Not only did crime go down 6% this year, where around the country it generally went up, but they had gone into much better police training. And mm-hmm. in the entire year in Newark, New Jersey, there wasn't a single police officer who discharged his firearm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the kind of better training of the police is something that we all really need. And, you know, do you support the police? Of course we support the police, but we support proper policing. And you don't want, you know, wild cowboys in there. You don't want racists in there. You want people who can understand when someone is having a mental episode. And I think the reforms we're going to see, you know, they won't come fast, but they're long in coming, and they should be good.
A lot of police do things that they don't have any business doing. They're asked to do things they're not trained to do. I've long maintained for years and years and years said that we need to have police much better paid, much better trained, and many fewer of them because they don't really the jobs they end up doing. Why should they be out there with a radar gun on the highway? That's not what all that does is raise money. That's not what their job is to be revenue enhancement officers. You know, you want to slow people down, have them do it in a more productive way, frankly. All right, number four, what's going on in the economy? I see that the Chinese, again, are trying to make a deal to push Washington or America out of its influence in Europe, and apparently the Europeans don't like it. Number nine is the China relationship story. We've got to put them kind of in their place. Why isn't somebody suing China because of the COVID thing?
Yeah, I don't think we have the legal process right now, the international legal process, to hold China responsible as far as COVID goes. But I couldn't agree with you more. You know, when people talk about our rival of Russia, forget about Russia, which is very, very significant. China is our biggest rival, and the one, particularly when you talk about the economy, they continue to use cyber attacks against companies around the world, and certainly in America, where we've got so much innovation, and stealing intellectual property, and they are not being held accountable for that. And as long as they are not being held accountable, they're going to keep doing it.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy New Year. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.